At 9:17, the Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News continues and our weekend weather spotlight with First Alert meteorologist Garrett Biedenbaugh. Abbreviated mainly because this hour we're focusing on the Republican National Convention and You Decide 2024, but also we're in the dog days of summer, so hot, humid, and stormy.
That's
There's
it.
Your forecast.
I got soaked having to walk in the store yesterday. Like, I had to, and I was like, I'll get more wet if I open up the umbrella. And like, I might as well just sprint into it, and it was awful. I mean, I knew it was there. Don't say, oh, the weatherman didn't know it was there. I knew it was coming, but I had to do it in the moment. So I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Does it feel like this week's storms have been heavier or, like, louder? We were talking about that, like, yesterday in St. Augustine, Christine. You got
I was playing loud. I was playing video while we were in a break, and Rich is like, where is that noise coming from in the hallway? It was really, really loud.
It was really loud.
Yeah, it was a loud one. And the lightning strikes have been plentiful, and the resulting thunder claps, and even some blinding rain. I mean, it was hard for us to—we were driving— It was hard to see yesterday. I was like, told my wife she was driving. I was like, we got to slow it down, you know, like this is intense. So definitely some afternoon thunderstorms and the sea breeze collision with the storms coming in from the west, the sea breeze coming in from the east. Once that collides, that's what helps give that the atmosphere an extra oomph to get things even taller up in the sky in terms of the thunderstorms. So that's why we're seeing some more intense thunderstorms here.
It's also been very hot and very humid, but again,
humidity up.
Not like that much hotter than average. I mean, this is the hottest of the season, I think.
Yeah, low 90s are average. Yesterday went to the low 90s at the airport, which is another story this morning, right?
Oh, right.
Weather-wise, we're good to go there. It's average. This is supposed to be hot, supposed to be humid. We're in our wet season. We had a slow start to the wet season, so now this is kind of like, you know, what we're supposed to be having happen this time of year. So we get 1 to 2 inches, no problem in some days in some spots, so.
Good news, tropics are downright quiet right now.
Yeah, they are. We're definitely in a lull, which isn't all that uncommon this time of year. You know, sometimes you have a few things early and then you have a slowdown. There's some dusty air out there. Perhaps you're seeing the Saharan air layer coming off the west coast of Africa. Definitely still average for that to be happening. And then August, we typically see the atmosphere get a little bit more conducive for development out there. And that's what will likely happen as we go into August. And still expecting this well above average hurricane season as we head into the peak of the season.
I was telling my wife who's out of town that yesterday it was the debut of Home Depot's Halloween decor.
Oh.
And so she said, all right, I'm going to be doing some shopping online. Halloween is when we typically break from the awful hot and muggies. That's the date that Mike Burris circles on the calendar, right? We got some time still.
You know, we've already ordered my son's Halloween outfit.
Did you? What's he going to be?
We're thinking about going with the classic little pumpkin. You know, I was like, let's don't overthink it. And it may be hot. We don't know if it's going to be hot or cold. So you don't want to be him covered up too much. So anyway.
So you ordered one. You're not going to make one? His first Halloween. I'm making you feel bad on the spot.
Oh,
I'm
don't
sorry.
Make it.
I don't feel bad.
Okay.
He's not even getting any sleep.
Yeah.
Who has time to make a costume?
We already ordered it.
Did you? Oh,
I think it comes today, actually.
Oh, how fun. So it's going to be some time before we ultimately break from the hot and muggies. But early next week, Mike was saying a wind shift is going to maybe keep things a little less hot, especially closer to the beaches.
Yeah, so we'll have winds developing and keeping that sea breeze and going well inland, allowing for the wind to come off the ocean. And so should be a little bit of relief at the coast. The sea breeze will get a little bit farther. So some of the concentration for some of the afternoon thunderstorms maybe get a little bit farther inland and a little bit less coverage. But still, there'll be some spots that see some downpours here, especially west of the St. Johns River.
All right. And does that pattern hold for much of next week or just early part?
Yeah, so some widely scattered afternoon storms here next week, but still in the low 90s. So right about average, but 90 to 92.
Okay, you could do it. Christine's going to go to see the jumbo shrimp this weekend, so she's going to be baking out there at 1-to-1 Financial. But if you go across to Vistar Veterans Memorial Arena, you can see the Sharks and be in nice, cool air conditioning. Get your baseball, get your football on.
Yeah.
And then go see New Kids on the Block on Sunday. You're going to go to NKOTB?
No.
Do you even know who they are?
Yeah, no, I know who they are. Yeah, but I don't have, no, not doing that. Oh. But yeah, try to do some pool time this weekend. We'll see.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Hot, humid, and stormy. And that's pretty much going to be it for the next several months.
That's right.
Here we are in the dog days. 9:21 on the Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Our Friday weather spotlight every week on Jacksonville's Morning News.